Ted DiBiase joins us. Ted, first of all, thanks for joining us, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the air.
Hey, it's great to be with you, man.
Absolutely. So, Ted, as I'm told, you are going to be in Normal here very soon. What are you doing in town for, man? What are you going to be up to?
I'm in town for the local baseball game.
Yes, sir. The Legends tournament right over there at the Corn Crib. I was hoping you were going to be picking up the bat, but I'm disappointed.
Well, you know, when a wrestler picks up a bat, it's not to hit a ball.
Oh, I love it, man. Well, it's very cool. Very glad. What do you get into town? Welcome to town, first of all.
Well, yeah, good to be here. Yeah, I had a long trip getting here too, man. I'm actually. I live in Mississippi now.
Okay.
But I'm coming out of Canada because I was up in, I've been all over Canada, but I had never been to Prince Edward Island in the Nova Scotia area up in there in Newfoundland. And it was beautiful. It was a charity event for, Boys and Girls Clubs in that area, fundraiser. So, and I'm not really a golfer either. I just kind of, you know, ride around on a cart and entertain everybody.
I feel you, man. That's usually the approach I take.
I'm just coming back from that.
That's awesome. And, you know, it sounds like, do you do a lot of charity work, Ted? Is that something you've been up to a lot outside of the ring?
Well, I do. I do when I can. And I'm an ordained minister now, so I have my own ministry, my own nonprofit organization, Heart of David Ministry. You know, for the better part of the last 16 or 17 years, that's pretty much been me traveling all over the world and evangelizing, using a platform. I believe God gave me, you know, the exposure I had in the WWE, as it's now known, is not only national, it's international. Man. And so I've capitalized on that. And then closer to home, we're starting to do our own sports camps, trying to reach out to the inner city kids in the state of Mississippi, Mississippi being the poorest state in our country, 30% fatherlessness. And so not only, you know, we reach out to them and, you know, we try to grab their interest with sports, but then when we have them, you know, we try to pour into them and, you know, give them some encouragement. And you know, we deal with a lot of kids that don't have dads and things of that nature, and just try to tell them, say, look, you can make it. And then we try to help them do it. So, doing a lot of things.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. We're talking this afternoon with Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase, a 2010 WWE Hall of Fame inductee. And so I'm fascinated by the fact that you are now an ordained minister. So were you still in the ring when you? I mean, 17 years, right? So were you still wrestling when you became
17
ordained?
17 years. Not when I was ordained. And again, you know, I've told this story countless times. We have a documentary coming out pretty soon. I think in November we're targeting November for a Fathom event. I was raised by a great stepfather who was also a pro wrestler, but not only a pro wrestler, he was a national amateur champion. He wrestled for the Navy in 1946, won the AAU National Heavyweight Wrestling title. Then got out of the Navy and went to Nebraska and lettered 8 times, 4 years in football and 4 years in wrestling. Was conference heavyweight champion 3 years running, and more than that, just a great dad who instilled in me, you know, good principles. You know, be a leader, not a follower. Be the head, not the tail. You know, it's easy to follow the crowd. It's not easy to stand up and cut your own path, but if you're willing to and work hard, you can be whatever you want.
Yeah, that's awesome,
and that's what I still tell kids. But all that to say, you know, he was the inspiration for me to play football and to be a wrestler. And when I got to be a big star, I let it all get to my head, and I fell right in line with a lot of my buddies. And you know, that old rock and roll song, drugs, sex, and rock and roll. I mean, we were on the road so much, it was the next town. I mean, literally 300 days. I mean, it's only 360. You know, we basically were off the equivalent of two months out of 12.
Man, that's
in a
wild
year's time. And so it was the next town, the next show. Then it became the next party, the next girl. And the wake-up call for Ted was being caught in adultery, and you know, had to face the cold, hard fact that all of this was an ego trip. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no problem at home. I loved my wife. I loved my children. I was just on this massive ego trip, and it's ugly. You know, I tell guys all the time, you know, whatever you do in darkness will be revealed in the light, and when it is, it's ugly. Yeah. And that was the turnaround point for me, basically, not going anymore. But I mean, that was the beginning of a journey in 1992 that culminated with me. I started 2 years later. I started going to churches, sharing the story, and it became like a snowball rolling downhill. And by the year 2000, it was so much that I felt like this was what I was supposed to do, and I walked away from the wrestling industry and as a vocation in life. I'm still connected,
right,
but you know, I'm not actively employed by the WWE. Mm. I'm a minister now, and it's a ministry. I'm not a pastor. I don't pastor a church. I'm in evangelism, and so I speak in churches, but I also go to rehab centers and prisons. And yeah, I'm a pretty popular guy in prison. You know that?
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. All those guys do is watch TV, and I guess a lot of those guys were wrestling fans. So.
Oh, man, that's the neatest thing. And you know, I guess it ties into that. You know, a lot of people consider, you know, one of the, you know, the best villains in pro wrestling. What was it like playing that villain role? I'm always fascinated by whether or not, you know, that role gets to you, whether or not it gets in your head.
Well, no, not really. I mean, I enjoyed it because it was, now there's no doubt that I was on an ego trip, but I was not this character. I did not morph into this character. I mean, the Million Dollar Man character basically is like he's the rich bully. Right. He bullies people with his wealth. You know, he thinks he looks down at people simply because he's wealthy and they're not. And you know, he can push them around because he can push his money around.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody loves to see a guy like that get his butt kicked, and you never get tired of seeing him get his butt kicked, because usually he's not only a bully, he's a coward. and so I enjoyed it because I got into this role. So when people, I mean, I'll have people come up at different autograph signings that I do, and they'll say, "Please don't be offended, Ted, but man, when I was a kid, I hated your guts." And I just smile and I go, "Thank you."
So it's got to be like a compliment for you.
I'd actually would be worried about you if you liked me. You know, you weren't supposed to like me.
That is the coolest thing, man. We're talking this afternoon with Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, WWE Hall of Famer, and now an ordained minister. He's going to be in Normal for this Legends game. It's going on next weekend, Friday and Saturday, out at the Corn Crib. And, man, Ted, we could continue this conversation for quite a while, I imagine, but unfortunately...
We're tomorrow, brother. I'm there tomorrow, not next weekend. Tomorrow.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm in town, and the doors open at 5:30 tomorrow, and it depends. I do several of these games, and my shoulders aren't like they used to be, or my arm, and so that whole thing about the ceremonial first pitch, I'm going to do it the Million Dollar Man way. I'm going to find somebody and pay him to do it for me.
Oh, I wouldn't expect anything
less. Autographs. Yeah, I'll be signing autographs for as long as I'm, you know, taking pictures with the fans. So, hey, come on out and see the Million Dollar Man, and hey, you never know, you know. I might be throwing some money around.
Hey, you never know. I love it, man.
You never know.
Again, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. Got to be out of the Normal Corn Crib tomorrow. Ted, it's been a pleasure, my man. Thanks for doing this. And, hey, enjoy your stay in beautiful Normal.
You bet. Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, you bet.
Bye-bye.